This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Stubbs, S-T-U-B-B-S, first name Martha, M-A-R-T-H-A. The date of birth, August 1, 1967. Date of evaluation, October 5, 2023. Referring physician is Dr. Warren Strudwick. The chief complaint :56-year-old referred for pre-op right knee surgery. The HBI. The patient is a 56-year-old female who reports back injury dating to 2018, period. She had continued her usual work, but began having problems with her knee in approximately 2019. She had developed repetitive motion injury to the knees bilaterally, period. In approximately early part of 2023, she experienced a fall, period. She then noted worsening pain bilaterally, right greater than left, period. Pain is described as sharp. It is rated 8/10. It radiates to the toes and is associated with decreased range of motion, period. She had been evaluated by orthopedic and found to have a complex tear of the lateral meniscus of the left knee and complex tear of medial meniscus right knee, period. The patient was felt to require partial medial meniscectomy, chondroplasty, partial lateral meniscectomy of the right knee. She is seen preoperatively, period. She denies any symptoms of chest pain, orthopnea, or PND. Past medical history includes a crush injury to the left knee in 1994, neck number asthma, neck number carpal tunnel syndromes bilateral, neck number L4, L5 asthma injuries, neck number herniation of cervical disc. The has surgical history, unremarkable medication, albuterol PRN, ibuprofen 500 milligrams PRN, diclofenac gel 1% PRN, allergies, known drug allergies, family history, father lymphoma, social history, patient denies cigarette smoking or drug use, but notes rare alcohol use. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, in general, she is a mild, moderately obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The vital signs, blood pressure 121/69, pulse 57, respiratory rate 20, height 60.5 inches, weight 210.2 pounds. The musculoskeletal exam, the knees reveal tenderness bilaterally, especially at medial joint lines, period. ECG demonstrates a sinus rhythm, :57 beats per minute, cannot rule out old anterior wall myocardial infarction, period. ECG otherwise is unremarkable, period. The impression, this is a 56-year-old female who is being preoperative. The ICA requires cardiovascular clearance, period. The patient has history of asthma, obesity, and PJD, period. She otherwise has no significant cardiovascular risk, period. A perioperative risk itself to be average, period. She has no symptoms of angina, congestive heart failure, renal dysfunction, or otherwise. She is therefore cleared for her procedure. Signed, Dr. Rawlings, Ferguson.